There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. There's someone I know who I've spent time together, working together, and spent time socially. At one time while we were working at his mom's, we'd both do painting. While I was there, I used him, but a point, apparently at a later, it was stuck, and I didn't know anything about it. So the next time
Bill,
I talked,
your phone is breaking up a little bit for me. Are you in a stable place?
Am I what now?
So you were painting with a friend, and what happened?
At his mom's house. I used the bathroom, and I left. And the next time I talked to him, he said, "You did use the bathroom. It was stuff." I said, "I didn't know anything about it. It worked." So he told me the work on my toilet skills and hung up. And when after that happened, I realized that the last time I had worked for him, he paid me less than what we had agreed on, not because of anything I had done, but because I had worked for 10 hours. But he had billed a customer for 11. So anyway, I'm wanting to call him up and talk to him about this. But when I think about it, I'm thinking, well, this is what he really thinks. I shouldn't have to tell him. You can't lie to me if we want us to work together. But at the same time, I can't stop thinking about it.
All right, so we've got two issues, right? The stopped up toilet, how was the toilet stopped up? Do we know?
I don't know. It worked fine when I was there. But the point is, well, my point is, I would like to call him and say, well, you can't talk to me like this, and you can't lie to me about this.
All right, well, let's wait a minute. I got it. But let's see. I'm trying just to get some clarity on both the issues. So the number one is the stopped up toilet, and he wasn't very polite about it.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know exactly what to do about that, except to decide that, you know, it's one of those things. You know, that one seems to me a pretty minor. So the other issue is that he billed somebody for 11 hours and only paid you for 10.
No, I worked for 10 hours, and we agreed how much he was going to pay me.
Right.
But when he went, he billed the customer for 11, so he can make a little profit.
Right.
But apparently the customer was unhappy about that and only paid for 10. So then he reduced my pay. But he gave me some other reason about why
How did you find out about the real issue? Did the customer tell you?
Well, no, the customer didn't tell me, but I knew that he had billed him for 11, and I had worked for 10.
But how did you know that the customer didn't only pay him for 10 and therefore took 10% out of your salary?
Well, I know that he billed for 11. I think I might have even seen the bill. I don't remember exactly, but I know that he wanted to make money for himself.
It depends. It sounds like there are two incidents and two issues. Do you view this guy as a friend or a coworker? Because it makes a difference.
Well, both.
Well, but what's the priority?
What is the priority?
Yeah.
I like to say they're both equal, but I guess I like him as a friend.
Let me tell you, if he's just a friend, then stop working for him, all right? Because you're not consistent. You and he don't have a consistent perspective on work ethics, so you're going to run into trouble again with it. So if you just want him to be a friend, just don't work for him. Find someone else to partner with or freelance or whatever. And if he asks you for help, you can just say that you're busy. If you view it as primarily a work experience, not a friend experience, then anytime you do a deal, have him write a contract out that says, I will pay you this amount of money for this amount of time. and then it's done. The problem is the overlap. It does sound to me that he's a little bit, you know, a little shady, but the real problem is you're trying to combine two different things. You're saying that we're friends and friends don't behave like this, but that's what I'm saying. You need to figure out which the priority is. If he's your friend, don't work for him, and if you work for him, don't make it friendly. Make it businesslike, and then I think your problems are solved, or at least lessened.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, what about the lying, though?
Well, because you don't care if he's not your friend, you don't care if he lies to you because you'll have a contract. And if he's your friend and you're not working for him, he's probably not going to lie to you about very much because there won't be anything to lie about. There's no profit in lying to you.
That's true.
That's what
okay.
I'm saying. So choose which it is. I mean, I don't know how dependent you are for him. I don't know how much work he can bring your way. But it sounds like on the face of it, you could find someone else to work for and someone else to be a friend. You'll probably win. But if you want to somehow keep this guy in your life as one or the other, I think you're going to have to choose which is the priority and then act accordingly.
Yeah, well,
if he's your friend, don't work for him. And if you're working for him, make sure everything's in writing.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's hard to get it on my head, though.
Well, but not if you...
Why can't I just leave him?
Well, you can if you want to. Maybe you like him. You know, friendship is a very tricky relationship. It's one of the few relationships with human beings that really depends on equality, that there's no power differential or there shouldn't be. And hopefully it happens over time, and it has to be dynamic. It's a very complicated kind of human interaction. Business is much easier, but there's a contract. But, I mean, Bill, the point is that this you can't do a whole lot about his behavior, but you can do a whole lot about it not impacting you by you deciding which it is. The problem here is that you're trying to combine two things.
Okay. Yeah, we do spend more time working than socializing. It's true. But it's just rare to meet someone I get along with a lot on other levels.
But then choose which is more important, and then it will even out. That will be your aha moment.
All right. I'll have to do that.
I know. Goodbye. You're feeling like, gee, why do I have to do that? Well, you have to view who he really is, as opposed to who you want him to be, who you'd expect him to be, who you'd like him to be. Who he is somebody who's going to get harsh with you if he thinks that you didn't do something right, and he may shortchange you if it's in his best interest. So either of those things are manageable as long as you don't try and combine them. Because if you want to be...
It's hard for me to see that they are manageable. It's hard for me to get by the idea that he lied to me about money on his job.
Bill, I just told you I could deal with that. You don't have to get by him on either of them. You can give him up both as a friend and as a coworker. But if you want to keep it as either, then you have to separate them off because it's not viable to keep it. I mean, look, if he cheats you as a job because you were silly enough not to get things in writing, then that's shame on you. If he does it again, then shame on him and you don't ever work for him again. But you at least set things up better. The problem is that you're saying, well, gee, we're friends. How could you treat me like that? And if you're business partners, then both of you just do the business-like thing, which is to get everything in writing.
Yeah. And he worked for me sometimes, too.
Well, okay, then same deal. Get everything in writing. You're just asking him to be a different person than he is, and he's not. He's not going to be. But you can take steps to make sure that you're not damaged by who he is. But you're going to have to give up the notion that you can combine the friendship and the work relationship because you cannot. You don't share a similar sense of business ethics. So either you can be businesslike with him or you can be friendly with him, but you can't be a friend with somebody who has different business ethics that you think is willing to cheat you because that's not friendship.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. I'll have to do that.
All right. Well, think about which you want. And I hear you want both, but it's not really feasible. Yeah, I mean, look, you can hear how hard it is. I mean, you know, look, friendship is difficult as adults, and finding someone with whom we have some common interests that, you know, we like the same sports teams, we have the same skill set. And then to find out, but we don't have the same ethics doesn't feel very good. But work is about competence. Friendship is about equality and liking. And there's not necessarily a great overlap. 855 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money, too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed not a bad time to get in touch with me. I will review movies for you in a little sometime. We don't ever know exactly when, but it will happen presumably sometime during this program today. So I had talked about the fact there's, in fact, one of the stories that is in the news today, which would scare the living daylights out of you. I'll just read you the headline, and then I'll tell you the story, which isn't quite as scary. A legally blind woman is about to get her driver's license. Yikes! Scary! I actually was, a couple of years ago, was down at the DMV, and the person in front of me was their fifth time to try and pass the eye test. And my response was, please don't pass them. They're going to be on the roads with us. They, you know, they can't see. Anyway, it turns out that she has macular dystrophy. So the center of her vision is gone. But they've now got this coolly new device that basically, it's called a biopic glass. It's like a periscope and telescope, so it allows her to see four times closer and has become very dependent on others to get around. But now she can drive. Daytime only, 45 miles per hour speed limits. So she's having a great time with this. So that's, I mean, that's kind of a good, the headline is truly terrifying, but the story itself is
so
kind of reassuring.
Time, she can only
and they're talking,
time.
Remember I was talking about the fact that they're now talking about being able to put some goo in your eye and you'll get night vision?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, although I've said, you know, my night vision isn't all that bad. So I don't know that I'd do that. As I said, I did the LASIKs a bunch of years ago, and everybody, when I told people about it, they freaked out. They said, well, your eyes aren't that bad. What if you go blind? So my solution was to stop telling people about it, and I'm really glad I did it. It was really, if not life-changing, it was really life-enhancing.
Because
I can read a teleprompter and a menu, and the only thing I have to be careful, I'm not very good at ping-pong, but I was never very good at ping-pong. That because I have biocular as opposed to binocular vision, that my dominant eye takes over for distance, which is, and my non-dominant does close. So my depth perception isn't great. It's not a problem in a car because I'm a careful driver. It's a problem with ping pong. But as I said, I was always terrible at ping pong, so I didn't care particularly. And I think that was the initiation or the genesis for why we talk about. If five senses, what would you like to have enhanced or improved? What would you do?
I would say, I guess probably, well, I don't want to say sight because I can see, I've got 20/20, so I don't, I mean, my sight is fine, but, I guess my...
Yeah, well, as human beings, we count most on our side.
And yeah, and I don't know if I want to say sense of smell because I don't want
to. No, trust me, I have a really well-developed sense of smell, and it's a pain in the neck, literally. Yeah. I mean, you can smell all sorts of things you really don't want to smell. The world does not smell all that delicious.
Yeah.
All right, so taste, that just means you're probably going to eat more.
Yeah, I would probably
touch.
I'd probably go hearing. I think my ability to hear, if I could enhance that, I mean, I can hear fine now, but I guess that's the only thing I could really think of if I was going to enhance or improve anything.
Yeah, I think I'd probably pick eye, even though I'm quite good. I have a 20/20 vision in each eye, but one's for distance, one's for close. In fact, I have 20/10 in both.
Mm-hmm.
But one's for close, one's for distance. I suppose having perfect eyesight and being able to regain my depth perception, it's not bad. It just could be better, I suppose, which I choose. Hearing, yeah, I mean, hearing... I'm convinced a lot of people mumble, but I'd probably pick eyesight over hearing because hearing is really not much a problem. And eyesight isn't really a problem either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about night vision. I guess I would just like to have perfect vision. But as I said, it doesn't. I'm delighted that I did what I did. All right, let's hear what other people have to say.
We'll start with Connie. Connie says, "My eyesight. I'm nearsighted and have other problems with my eyes, and they are getting worse. So that, for sure, there are many floaters and other problems."
Yeah, floaters apparently are just part of getting older, and you just sort of ignore them.
Sheila,
and they can, if the first time you have them, they can scare the living daylights out of you, but apparently they're perfectly normal.
Sheila says, "My hearing, because I get tired of asking people to repeat themselves."
Okay.
Julie says, my eyesight. I'm tired of glasses and contact lenses.
Yeah, as I said, I really highly recommend the LASIKs.
We have one person that says, my common sense.
Oh, good luck.
Marcia says, my hearing. I also hate that I have to keep asking people to repeat themselves. It is a hindrance to my life in so many ways.
Yeah, apparently, I was talking to somebody and saying that that as the boomers get older, that that hearing aids should be a growth industry. And the guy I was talking to said, not really, that the technology really hasn't changed very much, and they're still relatively inexpensive comparatively, although I know somebody who spent a fortune on hearing aids to not much success. But basically, as you get older, that's one of the things that goes. And because we all listen to rock and roll music, you know, so all of our hearing is probably a little more compromised than we thought it was. I carry earplugs around with me now, and in fact, and wore them for most of the movie that I'm going to review for you today, The Fast and Furious. I was just so loud. I figure I'd just as soon hang on to whatever I've got. So, but I agree, hearing's an issue. Okay, keep going.
Wendy says, I would like to enhance my sight. I'd love to see in a high definition resolution, HDR. Yeah.
Well, in theory, I mean, you know, when Apple puts out a thing, they call it a retina. So.
Laura says, hearing. I lost mine in my right ear due to a benign tumor. I now have constant ringing in both sides. Definitely not smell. I was heightened. My sense of smell was heightened so much during one pregnancy that I could not eat or drink or stand the smell of shampoo or sheets.
Or beets?
Sheets.
Sheets.
Like bed sheets, I think. I think she's referring to.
Okay. And beets are actually much more interesting, but okay. So stop eating beets. All right.
Genevieve says, rainy season in Florida, which is from June to October because of the chance of the H word, which is hurricane. I'm not sure.
That's what you would change?
I think so.
Is the rainy season in Florida? Okay, I'm not. Listen, if you figure out how to change that, you make sure and let me know.
Marcy says, my vision. I would love superhuman vision to see through walls, people, and a clear view of the future. I think if I'm going to, for me personally, I think I probably wouldn't mind having x-ray vision. To some
You'd
degree.
What?
I wouldn't mind having x-ray vision to some degree.
I don't know.
Not
Do you want to, yeah, well, I would we'll talk about
to,
that.
I would right. want to be able to control it.
Yeah, right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message has resonated with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tammy, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, welcome.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, Tammy. How am I going to help you?
Well, long-time listener, I got to tell you, love your show, but I have a mother who has dementia.
Okay.
And I have three siblings, and the four of us have managed to share the responsibility of having her in our homes and taking care of her.
Okay.
I have one in-law who, my mother's at the point where she's regressing age-wise, and she is saying some mean things to all of us, which is common in dementia. And
yep.
This particular in-law is taking it very personally and now refuses to have my mother and participate in my mother's care in her home. So I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions or ideas on helping this person understand that you can't take it serious. You can't take it personally. I know my mother accused me of stealing your money and everything else, but I've realized that you just can't take it personally. It's part of the disease.
Do you know specifically what your mother has said to your in-law that's hurting their feelings?
Yeah, a couple things. One, you've never liked me. I've never liked you. You've always treated me bad. You've been mean to my other kids, you know, those kinds of things. And it's true. It's been going on for a very long time, unfortunately.
What's the rotation in terms of you've got four siblings? Does everybody take her for 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. Has your mother's rotation with the in-law just come to a halt, or are they scheduled in the near future?
She was supposed to be there for the next for March and April, and now she wants her out of her house, like, immediately.
So how long has she been there? So she's been there for March.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Here's what I do. I'd say, okay, let's move her out now, with the idea being that we revisit this in a while, because one of the things that's true about dementia is, you're absolutely right. How old is your mom?
She's 78.
Okay. How long has she been experiencing the dementia?
Probably about 8 years.
Okay.
It's been very, very slow progressive.
But it seems like it's accelerating, yes?
Correct.
Okay. So here's what I would do is I would go along with this in-law, even though what you're saying is completely correct, but this person is obviously not on board with this, and what you don't want is a war going on here, because it'll make things worse.
Right.
And we could talk about stupid and cheerful, but this is a live grenade for her at this moment. So I think what we do is just whomever was next on the schedule just moves up a month. And because one of several things is likely to happen, either, and we could look at mom, that as the dementia accelerates, that kind of paranoid stage of, you know, people are stealing from me, I'm hearing voices, everybody's talking about me, you guys are plotting against me, can lessen. Because as the dementia increases, the paranoia, believe it or not, peaks and then sometimes decreases because they're just less aware.
Okay.
All right, so that's number one. Number two, the anger, which is very much a part of it. I mean, think how you feel when you can't find something and it's bugging you all the time. Well, that's what her mental status is 24/7. So the paranoia, the anger, the lashing out. And I'm not saying it's going to go away immediately, but there's certainly some possibility that as the dementia progresses, that she will in fact become a bit more benign, because it's a very common occurrence, which means that you've got essentially 9 months before we would revisit going back to this particular in-law, and hopefully there will still be family events, and so she'll be around mother-in-law more, and we'll see the change, which means that... So you're basically giving her a little bit of breathing space. All right, so that's number one, is that as the disease progresses, the symptoms will alter a little bit. And believe it or not, there is that initial paranoia and fury and anger and sometimes depression. And then it seems to kind of even out a little bit because the awareness, you know, ironically, as the awareness diminishes, so does the anger, because you're just less aware. You don't have as much to compare it to. There's not that sense of loss in nearly as acute a way. So there's certainly the possibility that over the next 9 months that this will diminish enough so that in-law will seem that mother will be an easier management issue, and that this in-law will take them back. That's number one possibility. Number two, by not fighting her at this moment, she's going to feel guilty about it. And I hate to pull out my psychological, you know, to play the psychology chord, you know, but that's what's going to happen. If you fight her, she's going to fight you on it. It's going to be unpleasant. She's going to make mom unpleasant. She's going to make everybody else unpleasant. She's going to get everybody else loaded for bear. But by pulling them out and say, look, I get it, that this is, you know, that I understand that this is difficult for you. It's one thing for us to say stupid and cheerful and don't take it personally. I hear that this is difficult for you right now. that if you're nice about it, I mean, think about what happens when you know you're being a horse's patootie. You can't get out of your own way. And instead of somebody fighting you on it, they say, okay. I mean, what's your response? You think, oh, gosh, I'm a real idiot. And, you know, I hate to be sort of psychological about this, except, and so you've also got 9 months for her to feel essentially guilty. If you fight her on it, she'll just convince herself that she's right and you guys are wrong. If you just accede to her wishes and just whoever was supposed to take her in April now takes her, you've got the possibility of the disease process itself abating a bit in terms of these symptoms, and also the in-law feeling, look, everybody else is putting up with it. Maybe I should give another try. And you've got 9 months for that to work out. So that's what I do.
Well, and that's what I thought, but then I have the other siblings who are saying it's not fair that...
But nobody, look, nobody's having to do... All she has to do is everybody's nobody's getting a fourth month. Everybody's just getting 3 months. We're just speeding up the process a little bit. And if you want to be a hero in this, you could say, look, I'll take her for the month.
Yeah, I pretty much have said that, but I know it's going to continue to be an issue with the other siblings. Who...
Well, but you can play them this tape. You don't even have to explain it to them. You can just download it on your phone, send it to each of them, and they'll get it.
Okay.
Because, look, the point is that at some point, mom may be an unmanageable issue for all four of you.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
But everybody's going to try and hang in. And look, let me just tell you quickly. In every family, there's the warrior and there's the whiner. Okay, it happens. And when you throw in in-laws, it just gets more complicated. She's saying, this isn't even my own parent. Why do I have to do this? And yada yada. So, but I will recap the story. Which seems particularly appropriate here, of one of my friends who has a sister and a brother. I think she's the middle one. I don't remember at this moment. And she had a mom who lived to be about 104, I think. And she was from another country. She didn't speak English very well. And my friend would come to me and complain, you know, just poignantly about how much this burden was falling on her shoulders, and her brother and her sister never did anything, and she had to go out there, and she had to deal with her caretaker. And I just said... Look, at some point your mom's going to die, and you're going to be okay about it because you know that you did everything, and they are not.
That's true.
And a couple of years later, you know, I ran into her, and she threw her arms around me, and she says, thank you, and I said, you're welcome. For what? And she recounted the story, said, Mom died last week, and my brother and sister were irreconcilable. I mean, they were just heartbroken. And I sort of felt like I did everything I should, and so I'll miss Mom, but I did what I needed to do. And there is that comfort that we, you know, doing the hard stuff, doing the easy stuff anybody can do, doing the hard stuff is what makes us feel like we matter. So that's what I would do. I would not fight around it. I would say, look, I know this is difficult. Whoever's supposed to take her next, and if you get to be the one, you could either say to whomever's next in the line, just take her a month earlier. I'll take her for the month. And understand that this is a process, that there are going to be days where at some point where you wish that your mother was around to be horrible.
So. Right. I know. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tammy. 855-99-37569. I've got Marie and Sarah. Marie, you get to be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well, Marie. How am I going to help you?
Yes, I'm a grandmother of three grandsons that used to live in Ohio.
Okay.
My daughter's divorced from the father almost 8 years. She had the kids for 6 years.
Okay.
Last year he came in June, took the kids to California.
Okay.
Okay? He's supposed to pay her all the child support back.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and we'll pick it up at the child support, all right? Marie, Sarah, I'll get to you both. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Marie, who's got three grandsons. Her daughter's divorced. They were living in Ohio. The dad came and took them to California. Okay, how old are the kids, incidentally? How old are your grandsons?
The oldest 16, okay. 14, and 10.
Okay.
Two right, diabetic.
So, okay.
The oldest and the middle one. The middle one stopped his medication. He was on three needles a day. His father brought him to a walk-in clinic, and they told him he don't have diabetes. Imagine.
Well, he may have outgrown it, I suppose, but...
Pardon?
Maybe he outgrew it or something. It's, I'd certainly get another opinion before I'd assume that... I mean, you've got somebody who says he's a brittle diabetic, and somebody else who says he's not diabetic. I'd certainly get a third opinion, because those are pretty much poles apart. So So
his doctor in the Ohio, my daughter still stays there, told him he's got number one diabetes, and he has 3 needles a day.
I got it. But, I mean, presumably, I hear Marie, but, I mean, he's going to have some symptoms. And how long ago did he stop using insulin?
Only since he went with the father.
I don't know how long ago that was.
6 months.
Well, I mean, presumably he's getting that either he's okay or he's not okay. What's the question to me?
The question is to you. She used to talk to her sons for the first 2 weeks they went there, and now he cut the house phone, and she got no connections with her 3 boys.
Well, but these kids are all old enough to call her.
He don't have a phone in the house.
Well, but they probably have cell phones. There are pay phones someplace.
No, they don't have cell phones. They don't have cell phones.
Are they in the computer? Are they in the school system? Are they going to school?
The only way the middle one can talk to his mom is on the computer in the school.
Okay.
And his father found out and got very mad with him.
Well, I mean, what's the custody agreement? Presumably, the two of them are divorced, right?
Yes.
So what's the custody agreement?
Well, she has the custody, too, both have.
They have shared custody. Well, presumably, she needs probably to call her lawyer, that he can't forbid the kids from being in touch with their mom or their mom being in touch with them.
She leaves message on his cell phone and
no,
will not reply.
Well, no, I'd get the lawyer involved. I'd get her lawyer involved.
Yeah, the lawyer knows about it. The child's aide knows about it. And nobody's doing nothing. And my daughter's so upset. For me, the grandmother.
Well, I hear. But, I mean, you're going to hear from her when she's most upset. When things are going well, you're probably not going to hear as often. You know, if I were in that situation, and I've been in that situation, I'd get on a plane and go see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe buy the kids, buy the kids cell phones and pay their cell phone bills.
She gives a young one a cell phone so he can contact his mother, because he didn't know his father. He was only 1.5 years old when he left. And he took the cell phone from him.
Well, again, this is a legal issue, Marie. And the courts, were they married in Ohio?
Yes, they were married in Ohio, yes.
Yeah, you know, states are very territorial when it comes to kids. I think she needs to get in touch with a lawyer and get in touch with the courts, because when he's certainly, if they have shared custody, he's certainly allowed to see the kids, but so is she, and presumably when they were with her, that he had access, and when they're with him, she should have access as well.
Yeah, when they were with her, they used to phone their father and everything. He used to go to visit on weekends.
I hear, but I think this is going to be a legal issue as much as anything else. And states are very territorial, and California has some pretty serious laws about not doing this kind of stuff.
Okay,
I would get in touch with her. Well, you can't prevent the kids from you can't permit the kids access to the parent, and you can't forbid the parent access to the kid, mm-hmm. unless there's some reason why that there's been some abuse or something going on. But they'd have to prove that.
I think she needs
to get in touch with her lawyer.
Yeah, she sent him Christmas presents. Me and her. He returned the package.
Marie, I get it. Talk to the lawyer, and she may need to have a lawyer in California as well, but her Ohio lawyer can talk to Child Protective Services in California.
They're
very serious about this kind of thing.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a question that I hope you can maybe offer some solutions to. My situation is that I'm married. My husband and I are both in our 30s. And he has a son that he had prior to our relationship, prior to our marriage. And throughout our relationship, he's just had limited contact with his son, and it's always been something that has concerned me, and I think it concerns him as well. And we talk about it from time to time. I try to be encouraging and offer suggestions and just be helpful about the situation in general. But overall, he really doesn't keep in contact with the child. And so I just find myself at this point where, you know, he says, I'll do this or I'll do that, and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I find myself really angry about it, which isn't helpful in a solution, you know. So
how old is the son, Sarah?
In his teens. And he lives across the country, so distance is somewhat of a factor with, you know, school schedules and things like that.
Well, how long have you guys been married?
About 4 years, but we've been together for a long time, and it's been something that's been a concern to me all along. So
I think it wasn't
unknown to me prior. I mean, I went into the marriage it was sort of a point of contention at that time, but hopeful that it would improve, and it's just not.
All right. So you two don't have children, right?
Correct.
Okay. What's your argument to your husband? If I were your husband, what are you saying to me about this child?
You have a limited window of opportunity as far as childhood is concerned. He needs input from you, contact from you. Even if it's however minor it is, it's still an indication that you're concerned and that is needed.
Okay, what does your husband say back?
He agrees.
But then he doesn't do anything.
Not really, not to my satisfaction. I mean, text messages and things.
Well, all right, because that's where I was going to suggest we start. All right, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. We come back. You make up a list of what you think appropriate behavior is, and also give me some idea of what your husband's doing that you feel is not appropriate enough or not enough, right? We'll look at it. Diane, I have lots of time for both of you. I will get you both. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.